Okay. Sorry. Yes. Okay. Today is Daf Kuf. Kuf Chav Tes. Kuf Chav Tes. Shkoya. Kuf Chav Tes. We're on Kuf Chav Tes on the days, four lines from the bottom. And today we'll learn Shir for Chumash Lamb for Shana Bakti Bas Rafa Devorah. Tana Rabbana. We learned at a Braisa. We're continuing yesterday. The whole Daf today is about dangling limbs. Almost the whole daf. But before we get to that, we got to get first to this piece. Tana Rabbanan. Hachotech kezayis basar be'ever menachai. If you cut off a piece of kezayis of basar from an ever menachai. We learned yesterday that a kezayis from ever menachai is not metame. Why not? It's learned out of Pesukim. There's no logical reason why not. The ever menachai itself is yes coming, but the kezayis is not. Why not? No reason. So you cut off a piece. That piece, can you eat it? No. I don't eat it. Not like it. No tumah. So, chadcho, you cut it off. The akakach tishev alav. And then afterwards, you think to yourself, "Oh, I'm going to give it. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to make it into food." Now you can't eat that. By the way, a goy also can't eat it. So what are you doing? The Rashi said yesterday. We said yesterday. The goy says, "The goy don't care about Ibn Achai. Aye, what about listening to Iver?" I don't have an answer. Anyway, Tahar. It's Tahar. Why is it Tahar? Because there's no Tumah Tev Menachai. And, how's it going to become Tahar otherwise? At the time you cut it off, it wasn't Ochel. Now you made it into Ochel because you're going to give it to the Goy if you overlook the Iver? Too late. Chisheva love. But if you dream you're going to make it into food, the achar kachotcho, then you cut it off. Then tame. Then it's tame. Why? Because you made it into food. Right? You made it into food. Right? Anyone following this? Machshava kamaita. You made it into food, machshava. Again, who's eating this? Separate issue. Nobody's eating it. Nobody's allowed to eat it. But you made it into food. What's the story? It's tumah. Why? Because the Ever Nachai is tumah. You dreamed it's food. Now you cut it off. It's still tumah. Tumah doesn't go away. Okay? Now, Ravasi, lo olave midrashra. Ravasi, one that didn't go to yeshiva. Ashi chayla Rav Zera. So he met Rav Zera. Amalei, my Amar be midrashra. What went on today in yeshiva, in shir? Amalei, my kushila. What's bothering you? Amalei, he said, Diktani chishev. We said, the Brisa said, chishev, achakach, chatcho, tamei. If you thought about it, and then afterwards you cut it off. There's tuma. But wait a minute. How is this piece of meat tamei? Because it touched the main Eiver Menachai? That's the assumption. It was part of an Eiver Menachai. Eiver Menachai is tuma. Why is that Eiver Menachai tuma? Torah says. Even without touching any dead people. It's tummy. Now you cut up a piece of meat. That depends. If you dreamed it was food beforehand, then it's tumah. Why is it tumah? This is the logic. The logic is, it's an avatumah, Ibrahim. I cut off a piece, so the piece touched the av. So it's a rishon. That's the thinking. It's tumah. Right. But the rule was that a piece cut off does not have tumah. Why not? The pasuk said it's a quirk. However, but if you dreamed it was food, it's yes to him. Why? Because it touched the tell. Right? So the Gemara puts out his problem was, but based on starim who? That happened in secret. Where did that happen? The meat touched itself. You didn't see that happen. And the rule is, Tumah based on starim lo matame. There's no tumah by Tumah based on starim. Okay? There's no tumah like that. It's Amalei. So there he answers back. I didn't kasha. The she'il tailor of Abba bar Mamal, and I asked him, Bamalini told me, Hamani, for Berhi. This Brisa must be Reb Meir, Amma who says, Tumah's face has star metame. No. Tumah's face has star has Tumah. It's Tumah. Amalei, that can't be pshat. You know why? The lav, Zimin Sagin Amra Kamai, I said this many times over to Rabbi bar Mamal. Maybe the pshat is Rav Meir. That's the answer to our dilemma. the dilemma is it's based on starim. So the answer is Rebbe. Rebbe holds the storm based on starim too. Ramalei, no. Shani leil Rebbe Meir ben tuma de boy hechsher or ben tuma de lo boy hechsher. Rebbe Meir makes a distinction between tuma that requires wet and tuma that doesn't require wet. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means sometimes food has to get wet first in order for it to become tummy, right? That will be tummy based on star. And sometimes food does not have to become wet first. What doesn't have to become wet first? We had it 8 days ago. I don't remember that. Right? No, we're talking about food. Of course it does. So the answer is, which tumma doesn't have to get wet first? The answer is avatumas. If an avatumma doesn't have to get wet first. For example, it's menachai. If menachai is an avatumma, it doesn't get wet first. We had it a few days ago. It's 8 days ago. 1 second. then it doesn't have to get wet. If an avatumma doesn't have to get wet first. And if it doesn't have to get wet first, therefore what? Who said it's an avatum? We're going to get to that. Now, if I cut off a piece of meat from Eva Menachai, right? This piece of meat never got wet. The stomach. I'm going to ask you a question in 2 seconds. This piece of meat never got wet. The stomach never got wet. Why not? Because Eva Menachai. I pull off a leg from a behemoth. It's Eva Menachai. I then cut off a kedayis from that. Right? Well, what's the din? Right? Without getting wet, how is this piece of meat ever going to become tummy? Right? So how can we say that this tumma on basar menachai? Hear that question? The Gemara is going to give a similar answer. Amar Rava, my kusha. What's the big deal? Dilma Bahukshar. I got wet already. Maybe it did get wet. Right? Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chana L'Rabba Lamalei Hechsher. Right? Why on earth does it have to even get wet? Harei Matame Tumah Chamura Agav Aviv. Why can't it become Tameh by virtue of the fact that it was once upon a time Eivor Menachai? Eivor Menachai doesn't have to get wet. Look at Rashi. By the way, stam food that touches a dead body never becomes an avatum. We had this a few days ago. It never becomes an avatum. A seed can never be an avatum. Even if it touches the meat, it doesn't become an avatum. Why not? That's the rule, because the rule goes hand in hand. Since seeds require hechsher, right? Anything that requires hechsher can't be an avatum. They go hand in hand. We had it 8 days ago. Food goes down 2 levels. Had it 8 days ago. Look at the Gemara. Look at Rashi. Right. Correct. Why? Because it's food. Food can never be an avatum. I don't want to say never. Most of the time it can. Eivor Menachai is a separate tumah. It's tumma because it's Eivor Menachai. It didn't touch anything. It's both. It's not edible. Now that I eat it, it's also tumma. Why? An animal, a lion drops dead. It's tumma. Why? It's an avela. Who made up that rule? Just the way it is. What? Exactly. Eivor Menachai is tumma because it's tumma. It just is that way. There's a quirk of Eivor Menachai. If you cut off a piece of the basar, that basar has no tumma. Why not? It's a quirk. Unless you dream that I'm going to give it to the goy, which you're not allowed to do anyway, because they're menachai. But some okay, so you'll be able to save it. Then there is tumma. Ask the Arab Asi, how could there be tumma? It's based on starim. You want to tell me you hold like a mayor, but it never got wet. Maybe it got wet? What do you mean it got wet? What answer is that? So, what's the answer to the question? We didn't answer the question yet. Now we're going to answer it. But before we answer, just look at the Rashi. Rashi says, the Rashi is right on the side. What does that mean? The question is very simple. Why on earth do we have a dilemma? How did this tumah arrive here in this piece of meat? What do you mean, how did it arrive? It's an avatuma here. Right? While it was still attached, it's an avatuma. The ton of the Mary Bishmol El Birkin, on Kuf called Aleph. That's how I knew it was 8 days ago. Maz Royan, Shane Sophon Tami Tuma Chamura, seed, which can never become an avatuma. Tzarech Hechsher, require Hechsher. Af, Kol, Shane Sophon Tami Tuma Chamura, Tzarech Hechsher. So too, anything that's never going to become a Tuma Chamura requires Hechsher. Aval Mish and Sophon Tami Tuma Chamura, but if something will become Tuma Chamura, Kigon, for example, the Gemara there was 8 days ago, Nevelas Of Tahar, low. A Nevelas Of Tahar doesn't require Hechsher. What is a Nevelas Of Tahar? It's a kosher bird, a chicken, that died on its own. Are you allowed to eat that chicken? No, you're not allowed to. What if he did eat it? So not only did you violate that Avera, you also become tummy as you swallow it. Ah, you never got wet. Doesn't have to get wet. It's an avatuma. That rule about getting wet only applies to things that are not avatumas. Now, what about Avera Nachai? The kosh came there. Shekartime. It's actually tummy. It's already tummy. Right? Do you hear the question? What's the question? The question is, why isn't there so much space of storm here? Why not? It doesn't need Hechsher. For Mayor Hall, so much space of storm. What's the big deal? What's the dilemma here? The answer is, Amale, because Kishashimesh, when you use this meat, Maisa ate Shimesh. You're using it as a not as food. Why not? Gesundheit. Why not? Because an Eber Menachai is not edible. It's not edible. You're not allowed to eat it. It doesn't have the status of food. You can eat it. And it in the real world, it's edible. Halachically, it's not edible. Why not? Who can eat it? Therefore, it doesn't have the din of food. It doesn't have the din. Look at Rashi. Kishashimesh. Osa Shimesh Tuma Chamura. This fact that Eber Menachai has Tuma Chamura, Lavatoris Ochel, Shimsha, doesn't have the din of food. She ain't ha aver metame klum oyde osa basar, ella, petoras, eight, shimesh. It has the status of eight. Shechi, shenechsha, benimna, in agidna, vatsamot, leo, aver, vehen, ke eight. It says again, it has the status of eight. It's not food. In the real world, it's food. Halachically, it's not food. The hashtis, avidle, ochel, but now you made it into food? How'd you make it into food? Because you're going to be servant to the guy. You're going to serve it to the guy. You know what that's called? That's called Panam Chadashos Bolakan. You've created a new thing. And therefore, it requires Hechsher. The low dummy Linadales Oftar Shiva Tame Adonai Deachila. That's not like a bird that you swallow. Therefore, it requires Hechsher. Okay? Now, this principle is a little funny. We're going to have five cases where food doesn't have the status of food. Just to drive home this point. Case number one. Correct. Amar Abaya, Hari Amru, Kofa Sa'or Shiyichada Liyeshiva Batla. Let's say you have a piece of dough, and you know what? It's so moldy and so rotted away, no one's eating it. I'm going to make it into a chair. Make it into a chair. What happens? Tumatla. Says Rashi, says the Gemara, Batla. There's no longer any isser of Bal Yimasa. Why not? It's not edible. Now, someone asked me across the street, then why is Play-Doh coming? That's a good question. Because what we practice today has nothing to do with Hilchos Pesach. That's the answer, right? It's not edible. What's the reason? Because you could make it edible. It's so standing with the chair. What? That Plato's world of Kelleth? And this chair isn't? It is hardened. Okay, it could be fine, it could be the valid chashash. It could be the valid chashash. The question's still better than the answer. Anyway, what do we say now? Now a zav, what happens if a zav sits in that chair? Does it make the chair tummy? Yes. Rashi points out that the only time a zav will not make salt, let's say a zav sits on your suitcase. Sitting on your suitcase. So tell him, if you do me a favor, can you please get off that suitcase? Because I have to pack now. That suitcase doesn't have to come as zav. Why not? I sat on it. Because it's something that you'll say, get off it. I need it for what it's designed to do. It's designed to pack my clothing. You'll never say to a guy, do me a favor, get off that chair, I need to sit on that chair. What do you mean? That's what a chair is made for. A chair is made to sit on. This dough, it become a chair. It became a chair, and then the zav sat on it. Says the Gemara, it must be lav doraisa. This tuma can't be doraisa. You know why? We just found a situation where what? Where it's tuma chamura. Zav is not a tuma. Right? What's the Gemara answer? No! Once you use it, it's no longer food. Kishashimesh, maisa eight shimesh. You're not using it as food, you're using it as a chair. Therefore, there could be tumas doraisa. Food can't be ava tumah. It's not food. What is it? It's a chair. It was once food. Tosfos asked an unbelievable question. So look at the little Tosfos, tumas lav doraisa. Tema, wait a minute. In the Hasmina it wasn't doraisa, right? Wait a minute. Elav doraisa, do we hear this? If it's not a doraisa, Elav doraisa, but la my mutter. So wait a minute. If it's not tumas doraisa, Then how could you not be overvalued by a mutter? How could you have it both ways? The Havamina was, it's not Tumas Doraisa. What is it? It's Tumas Dorabanan. And if it's only Tumas Dorabanan, mid Doraisa, it's still bread. You hear that question? Tosos doesn't answer it. So Tosos the Rosh answers, okay, it's not bread because you've already got it out of your mind that it's not bread. I'm not that never going to eat this. I'm going to use it for a chair. But it still doesn't come into, it's like a limbo state. It's not bread, but it's not a chair. Right? So therefore, you're not over by one by Monday, and also it's not to Mr. Right. That's a very difficult answer. The question is so strong, it also didn't answer. So we're not cautious for that. That's what he said by Plato. Right, that's what Plato's no good, right? Because you could eat it. So, what about the chair? Can't you do something to make it edible again? Maybe you can. Or maybe that's a very far-fetched chashash. What comes to the Pesach, a very machmer. I don't know. That, case number two. But you hear the point. Case number two. Amar Abaya, Hari Omru, Sakrovas Avodas Kocham Shalom from the time of Ohel. Let's say I have a bag of jelly beans, and I bow down to the bag of jelly beans, right? But that's a bag of jelly beans. That bag of jelly beans now is the status of a Avodah Zarah, and it's Matame Tumas Ohel. That's a Doraisa Tumah. Says the Gemara, that must be Mitumasa Lav Doraisa. That Tumah can't be Doraisa. Why not? These are the Doraisa, Matinu La Oakland, Shematame Tumah Chamura. What do you have? You have a situation where food has a status of Tumah Chamura. Why is Tumah Chamura? Rashi has one line. Oakland, Shesofon, Plitame Adam. Oakland can make people come in. There's no such thing. Obviously, it's only Durabanan. The answer is no. Kishashimesh, maita eight shimesh. Once you bow down to the jelly beans, they no longer have the status of food. What are they? Eight. Not status of food. Third case. Case, that's case number two. Case number three. Amar Abaya, Hari Amru, Chaburi Ochel, Kalim double. What if you have a Kali? Today, they don't have it. They used to have it in the old days. An earthenware Kali. And in the cracks of the Kali, it's hardened food. Hardened food got into the... Now, you take that food, and you take a dead body, and you touch the dead body's finger on the food part of the kli. What's the story? The answer is, it becomes tummy. Why? tuma chamurin, af a tuma. Why? Because a dead body touched a kli. Ah, it's food. Is it? It's not food. Right? Tumas alav daraisa. It can't be daraisa, tuma. He's talking about daraisa, matidu ocho, karma tuma chamura. You have a situation where food becomes an avatuma? Impossible. The answer is same answer. Kishashimesh maita eat shimesh. It doesn't have the status of food. What is it the status of? Something else, a keli. Now the fourth question is going to be on the hashra part. But the same principle. We said that anything that's tuma chamura doesn't require hashra. So listen to this story. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava. Hata Tanya, we learned this yesterday. Chelev Nevela. Chelev of a nevela, even by goyim, was not, no one ate that. That was considered inferior meat. So if I have good meat, why should I eat inferior meat? So big farm in the small villages where there were not that many people, then nobody ate chelev. Nobody, even the goyim, didn't eat it. So you want to eat it? Tzarech machshava of a hetzer. You have to intend to make it into food, and it has to be a wet. Now tumaso agav kulya, and the whole tuma is only because it's a shomer. For the kidneys. The fat to show for the kidneys. Now, lav d'oraisa. This can't be d'oraisa tuma. These all because that's d'oraisa. Matidu lechol shavatam tuma chamura. Again, you have a situation where tuma chamura and it requires hechsher. The Gemara says, no. Again, same answer. Kishashimesh, maize eight shimesh. What is this fat has the din of a shomer? What's a shomer? The shomer doesn't have to even be edible. A peanut shell is a shomer. A bone is a shomer. These aren't edible. The answer is, they don't have to be edible. Shomer doesn't have to be edible. So to over here, it's not edible. Yes. Again, you can eat it. It's not edible. Halachically, it's not edible. Right. Because it's shomer, not as food. It's not a shomer. It's not a category of shomer. Same thing over here with the food chela.
I know, very. Amar of Masna.
Hari Amu, we have a story. Bayit shesichicha b'zroyim. Let's say you take your root and you have a hole in your root and you patch it up with seeds. Right now, taro, houses can't become hummus unless it's tzara. If a dead body falls on your roof, it doesn't make your house hummus. It's attached to the ground. It's got tzara. Now, let's say there is tzara. Obviously, tumas olav daraisa. That can't be daraisa tzara. Again, you find a situation where food is an avatoma. Saras is an avatoma. The answer is it's not considered food. Shishimesh maisa eight shimesh. When that happens, it doesn't have the status of food. What is it considered? It's considered a roof. Okay? End of discussion. That was the easy part of the doc. We're never going to finish today. We're going to try our hardest. Next, the Mishnah said, Reb Shimon Matayer. What is that going on? The Mishnah says like this. Let's say an animal dies and it had a dangling limb. What's the story with that limb? So Remeir said, Eva Menachai. Why is it Eva Menachai? Because it's almost off. So it's as if it's off. And Rav Shimon said, Tahar. Now, you want to tell me it's not Eva Menachai because it's still Lamaisa attached. That's fine. But isn't it in a Vila? How on earth can Rav Shimon say it's tar? How can he say that? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon tar, memanafsha, e mitza osa nipul. Mitza osa nipul means that 1 second before the animal dies, we pretend as if the aver became detached. Okay? So when the animal died, the aver was detached. Is it really detached? No. Halachically, we're going to pretend that. If that's true, Tev Menachai. It was detached. It's a detached limb. Tev Menachai. Utam Shem Ev Menachai. He ain't Misha Osinipul. Utam Shem Ev Menachai. So it's an Avela at least. So how on earth can Shimon say it's tar? How? The answer is, when Shimon, this is a very unusual thing that the Gemara is going to suggest, when Shimon said it's tar, he wasn't talking about that part of the Mishnah. He was referring to a different part of the Mishnah. Why would Rabbi Nasi put it here? I don't know. That's not what he was. That's not what he meant. Rav Shimon, Aresha Koi. He was talking about the Resha. What did the Resha say? The Resha said, "Eiver v'abasa hamadul dalav v'behema." When you have an eiver or a basa that's dangling, That's already metamen tomas ochlin bimkomen. That's already considered food. Why? It's detached. And which we can hechsher, and it requires hechsher. Why? Like all food requires hechsher. And on that, Rav Shimon said, no metaher. It's metaher. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, my time is Rav Shimon. Why? Why does Rav Shimon say that? Amar Kra, Mikol Ocha Shei Yachel. Right? It says Mikol Ocha Shei Yachel. Ocha Shati Yachel Achil Lachem Kor Yochel. If it's food that you could eat and you can get someone else to eat, that's called food. Ochel Shiat Yachel Achil Lachem Eim Kor Yochel. This food, who can eat this? Jews can't eat it, and Goyim can't eat it. Nobody can eat it. Therefore, it's not called food. Therefore, it's tar. Okay? That's Rav Shimon. Ask the Gemara, why did Rav Shimon have to give such a complicated answer? Amalei Rav Zeira Rav Asi, Dilma, time of Rav Shimon, a much simpler answer. You know why it's tar? Not because it is pasuk about giving to others. You know why it's tar? Because it's attached. Hasam ha'olu mu'ur mu'ur, it's attached. To Tanya, we learned this yesterday. Yichushal te'ena, you have a branch of a fig tree. Shenif shach, it got broken off, but it's still dangling. Umu'ura b'klipa, and it's attached. Rabbi Huda matar. Racham omrim, Rabbi Huda says tar. Racham omrim, in yachal lach es tar, b'yam lach tame. Right? If it can regenerate itself, it's tar. If not, it's tame. V'amriyam lach, my time with Rabbi Huda. Why does it say it's tar? Why? It's very simple why. Gamartalon, halamur mur, it's attached. It's still attached. So what are you telling me, lundis, about fucking three other bits attached? It can't be that Rav Shimon gave this tahora on this part of the Mishnah. Because if he did, you would not need so much lundis to explain him. So easy to explain him. Attached. Amalei, you're right. Empty asa. Rav Shimon said his rule about Tahira on the middle case of the Mishnah. What was the middle case? The middle case was Nishchata HaBehema, Yushech the Behema, Hukshru B'dameha, Divi Rebeir. Rebeir says, again, we're talking about an animal with a dangling limb. The Shchita is Vachshir, the dangling limb. Rav Shimon Omer, Lo Hukshru, no way. Lo Hukshru, no way. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time is Rav Shimon. Why not? Amar Kra, we call it Ochel Shei Yochel. Ochel Shei Yochel Lachem Kari Ochel. Ochel Shei Yochel Lachem Lachem in Kari Ochel. So this dangling limb is not considered food. Why not? Because nobody can eat it. Therefore, it's Tahar. Ask the Gemara again. Why did he have such a complicated answer? The Dilma, time is Rav Shimon Bahi. You know why Rav Shimon said it's Tahar? Oh, Kidurava. Either because what Rava said yesterday, Rava said yesterday that you can't have a behema, can't be a yad for one aver. Remember we said it's ridiculous? That a whole fat animal is a yad for one aver? Impossible. Therefore, the aver is not, there's no tumma. Oh, or, Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday, that what? That if you pick up the aver, the animal's not going to come along with it. It's going to break it to become detached. Therefore, there's no tumma. Why do you have to give another answer about being able to feed it to other people? Why are you making it more complicated? Gesundheit. El ol olam ha-seifa. Back to the seifa. Rav Shimon was commenting on the seifa. We asked a question. What was the question? Why is there so much surveillance? Besides, why is there so much surveillance? Lava eiver ela basar. You know what Rav Shimon was talking about? Basar mina eiver. There's no tumma on that. In other words, I have an animal. It dies without shechita. What's it called? It's a nevela. What did I cut up that Adam to pieces? Each piece is a kezayis. What's the answer? Still tumma. Why? Tumma nevela. Doesn't make a difference. The aver is tame, but if I take a piece of meat off that aver, then there's no tumma. Why? There's no reason for that. That's what the Torah says. That's what Rav Shimon meant. Yeah, regarding aver ben achai, there's no tumma on a piece of meat. On the veil, of course there is. Right. It can be live or not alive. No, that's not Eiv Menachai. It said, no, you're not allowed to eat it. We're talking about Toma. go through it. No, no. You learned this yesterday because Imran Achayim means Basar and Gizim. Not Basar. Yeah, yeah. Hey, look at that. Right. Because there's a special din that by Avrin Achai, when you take meat off the Avrin Achai, there's no tumor. You're not going to eat it. There's no tumor. Why not? There's no reason for that. This is the way it is. No, Avrin Achai has tumor. No, as I would have thought that there's tumor here on the Avrin. When I caught up a piece of meat, the tumor goes away? Yeah. That's the thing. Right. Rashi said that somewhere today. Yeah. Okay? I know. Meita behema, if the animal dies, habasar tzarech hechsher. That basar requires hechsher. Rav Shimon metaher. Rav Shimon says, no, it doesn't. It's tahar. And by the way, I'm Rav Yochanan, my time is Rav Shimon, Amar Kra, we call Ochel Sheyachel. Ochel Sheyachel Lechil Lechem Kari Ochel, Ochel Sheyachel Lechil Lechem and Kari Ochel. Right? Did I skip? No. Okay. The question is, the real Lemuel says that you have to say, according to Rav Shimon, that Mita Osinipo. So when it dies, it's not an Avela. That's how you get out of an Avela. We had a question. Why is it an Avela? The answer is because he holds Mita Osinipo. So when it dies, it's going to detach. It's not an Avela. What is that? It's Avrin Achai. He holds Avrin Achai's car. It's the meat that comes off it. Why? That's the din. Okay? Yeah. Everyone got that? Yeah. No, it's considered as if it became detached a second before it died. No, we're not backtracking at all. It just makes more sense. Okay, next. Now, we're talking about the basar and bones coming off a human being. Okay, so that was an animal. Now we're talking about human beings. Ha'aver, a limb, the basar, or flesh, ha'meduldalim, that is dangling, for Adam, by a human being, tahorim, is tahar. Rashi says, the pasuk says mace, not alive. Mace ha'adam, if the person dies, ha'basar tahar, the flesh is tahar. Why is it tahar? Because, we're going to see why in the Gemara. It's going to be machlokas in the Gemara. Okay? Ha'aver metame mishim aver menachai, an aver is tumah from aver menachai, the ena metame mishim aver menamace. But there's no tumah to aver menamace. What does Avrin Achai mean? We're going to have the Gemara. What do you mean? Take an arm and cut it off. So that's what exactly is Chiddush. Now you're not allowed to eat human eater. And the dinner of Avrin Achai also a human. Could be for Tumah. Right? What's Avrin Achai mean? You don't know what that is. Divir of Meir, for sure Matiah. Now, The Mishnah said, "What's Rishur Matar? When is he Matar something?" The last line, Rishur Matar. When he's Matar and Aver Medoldol after the person died, right? What if the Aver was attached fully, not Medoldol, a regular Aver, and then after Misa somebody cuts off an Aver? What would Rav Shimon hold? The stomach would hold tummy. As a human being, it's tummy. You cut off an Aver, why should it change anything? When a person dies, it becomes Tumah. Now, I cut off the guy's leg. It's an obscene thing to do. Why should Tumah change? When does the Shimon say Tahora? When it's dangling. But if it's after the guy dies, you cut off an Aver, the Shimon would say the same thing. It's Tumah. Okay? The Shimon Manavshach. So wait a minute. If in Misa Osinipol, if we hold that Misa Osinipol, which means a second before the guy dies, it's detached. The time of Shem Eiv Ben Achai. If it's Eiv Ben Achai. He ain't Misa Osin Eiffel. The time of Shem Eiv Ben Amis. Then it should become Tar Eiv Ben Amis. Tame Eiv Ben Amis. What's Eiv Ben Amis? So why does the Rishimim say Tar? What's the Rishimim Matar? He's Matar when it was dangling. Why should it be Tar? Why? So, Rav Shimon ba'almakai, Kamar. Rav Shimon was talking about, in general, very difficult answer, what that means in general. In other words, Kamar Tanakama, Tanakama said, Hey, Rav Matame, Mishim, Rav Menachat. Ben Matame, Mishim, Rav Menachat. Alma, Aver meets the Alma mitame if it's less than a kedayis. Rabbi Rav Shimon, no. Aver meets the Alma lo mitame. There's no such thing as Aver menames if it doesn't have a kedayis. It's a very difficult answer. Now, Ditanya, Amar Belazer. Listen to what Belazer says. Shamati, I heard. She Aver menachai mitame. Aver menachai is mitame. I'm a Lord Yeshua. Minachai, Ev Minachai, Velo Minamet? What about Ev Minamet? Isn't it a Kavachomer? Umachai, you have a live person. Shutar, he's generally a tar person, walking around his tar. Now, you cut off one of his limbs, that limb becomes Tomei. Ev Minamet, Ev Porish Mimetu, Tomei. So, Mace, Shutomei Lokalski? They're a dead person, and I cut off an Ev now. There's no Tomei there? It doesn't make any sense. Causes me Megillah Tainus. It says in Megillah Tainus that Pesach Zira on Pesach Sheni, the law limits, but they don't have no space on Pesach Sheni. What her rabbi limits, but on Pesach Rishon, regular Pesach, you can't have a husband. Is it obvious? Right? Ella called the king. Is it Hakanami called the king? Is it obvious? Why not? What do you mean? No. Exactly. And if I'm Pesach Sheni, I can't have a husband. So for sure, Pesach Rishon, I can't have a hespit. It's obvious. So if Eivir Min Achai, if Eivir Min Achai is Tumah, shouldn't there be Tumah Eivir Min Ameis? It's obvious. It's a very strange comparison. Amalei, Kach Shamati. You're right. That's what I heard. Okay, I tell you. That's what I heard from my Rebbe. Now, let's just finish. Umay Ika, Ben Eivir Min Achai, Eivir Min Ameis. What's the difference between Eivir Min Achai and Eivir Min Ameis? What's the difference? Are there any differences? So, kizai is basar ve'etzem kizora ha'parish me'evim menachai ikibinayim. The difference is shi'urim. Ditnan. Kizai is basar parish me'evim menachai. Kizai is a basar. It comes off from evim menachai. Rabbi Eliezer, mitame. Rabbi Eliezer says, tame. Rabbi Nechundi ben Akana, Rabbi Yeshua, mitaharim. The key word here is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, tahar. Okay? Etzem kizora. A barley-sized bone, haporish me'evir menachai, Reb Nechonia mitame, and now Reb Elezer Yeshua mitarin. Again, Reb Yeshua says tar. Okay. Now, therefore, what? Now, we could say that our Mishnah holds like Reb Yeshua. That what? That. Whether it's a kedayis abasar or an etzem kisaora that came off of an eiver minha chai will be tar. Yes. Why? Because it's not a big enough shear. Now, hashta the asis lahachi. Now that we said that, we don't have to come on to our very difficult answer before of Rabbi Shimon was talking about the alma. He was talking about generation. You don't have to say that. What could you say? That they're arguing about shiurim. Bein Tanakam, Bein Shimon, Nami Kedayis Basav Esav Kisaor Ikabadayu. They're arguing on the shiurim. That maybe Rameir is not. That what? Tanakam, the Rameir who said that a medol does matame kev menachai, below kev menameis, Tikolag Rabbi Eliezer, or Tikolag Rabbi Nechunya, and Rabbi Shimon will hold like Rabbi Yehoshua. That what? That's always tahar. About what? Correct. Big child. We'll have the Sanhedrin HaGadol answer that when Mashiach comes to Rit Hashem. Hajin Alach Orv HaRotev. Next parak is about the matanos that are given to a Kohen on every animal. Not just for country. Every fallen animal. The Zeroa, the Lachayim, and the Kevah. We'll do that tomorrow. That's new parak. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday. Right. I will be doing it, Mirza Hashem. Okay, everyone have a good day. See you tomorrow.